Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Give him praise tonight. Give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. He's a faithful God tonight. Amen. And if you don't believe me, just ask Sister Rainey and Brother Bride tonight. They'll tell you God is faithful. Amen. God is faithful. You see that young man back there? He's shaking that fist. He said, God is faithful. Amen. He looked out for them this week. They got a good report on that baby, and we're so happy for them tonight. Amen. Turn to your neighbor tonight and say, God is faithful. God is faithful. Amen. I'm excited tonight to have the opportunity to bring to you the word of the Lord. Amen. I want to begin a series tonight that I want to be speaking on. It may not be consecutive services, but we're going to touch on one of our fundamental doctrines. How many know that when something is a heaven and hell issue, you can consider it a doctrine? If it's going to determine whether you see God, whether you know God, or whether you make it to heaven, I think it deserves our attention tonight. And one of the fundamental doctrines of our movement is the doctrine of separation and the doctrine of holiness. And it's a very misunderstood topic, and I hope to bring some clarity tonight with the direction of the Holy Ghost. I want to begin a little series on holiness. I believe it, the timing is good, and I believe the Lord is in it. And, you know, books have been written on this subject. I have read many books on this subject. Blogs have been posted. Articles have been published. Sermons have been preached. Yet still, this remains a very misunderstood subject. And I believe we're going to change that tonight. I believe the Lord's going to add to us tonight. I believe the Lord's going to give us some clarity tonight, at least here in this place, right? I believe the Lord's going to add to us. Amen. You know, to some people, holiness is the way you dress and the way you talk. And while that is certainly a portion of holiness, holiness is much larger than that. Holiness is much bigger than that. Amen. And that doesn't even begin to scratch the surface of what holiness unto the Lord truly is tonight. Amen. And I hope tonight to help you to understand the attitude of holiness tonight. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture. Amen. But I want to begin in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter and the first verse. Romans, the 12th chapter and the first verse. If you don't have a handout tonight and you would like one, please see us. We'll make sure that you get a handout. Amen. And just give you my key points of what I want to talk about tonight concerning understanding holiness. Amen. This week we want to start off with laying the foundation, setting the stage, Brother Eric, for what holiness really is. Holiness is an attitude towards God, an attitude that you desire to please God, and not just please God, but please God first. I mean, no, some people say, well, I want to please God, but I want to please my husband first. Or I want to please my wife first. Or I want to please my career first. The holiness says, I'm going to put God first. That's what holiness says tonight. I want to put God first in my life. And, you know, it's so much more. Yes, you know, we try to be conscious of the way that we dress. We try to make sure that the way that we speak and the things that we say honor God. Amen. But holiness is so much larger than these things. Amen. I want to begin tonight in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, one quick verse. The word of the Lord in Romans 12 and 1. Shout yes if you're there. If you don't have your Bible, it's on the screens behind me here. In great big letters, you can actually read it today. Thank you, Brother Ken, for getting that up there for us visually challenged tonight. Amen. But I can even read that tonight. That's good. So I want to read to you out of the book of Romans 12 and 1. Says, I beseech ye, brethren. I beseech you there. I'm getting ahead of myself already. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies. Everybody say your bodies. Now, I want you to understand something tonight. Holiness isn't just an attitude. Your body is a part of your holiness unto God. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your unreasonable service. I don't think God is asking too much of us tonight. He said, this is your reasonable service. You know what he's saying? This is a minimum. This ain't a maximum. God is not asking us to do some great thing that we are not capable of doing. He said, no, I'm asking you to present this to me as a minimum of walking with me. This is your reasonable service. All right, this is your reasonable service. Amen. How many know that we need holiness unto the Lord tonight? Let's clap our hands unto the Lord tonight in honor of his word. Amen. In honor of his, come on, part of presenting your bodies is giving him praise tonight. Taking those hands and putting them together, opening that mouth, say, Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you glory. We want to have you first in our lives. Come on, Lord, we want to prioritize. We want you to be at the very forefront of our lives tonight. Let our bodies give you honor. Let us bring you glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Bless your word tonight, Lord. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Amen tonight. I love this verse of scripture in the book of Romans, amen, 12 and 1. It debunks so many unsupported theories and ideologies. There is an all things spiritual movement that people think that, you know, the Bible is just simply a spiritual book, but the Bible is both literal and spiritual. And that's the way that God wants us to interpret and to read his word tonight. Amen. I want to begin a series on holiness tonight. I want to talk about understanding holiness. All right. I want to talk about laying the foundation of holiness, because how many know we can't build without a foundation? We can't add to, and we can't build, and we can't have structure if we don't have a foundation. Amen. So we need a foundation. We need to have some understanding of what the Lord expects and what the Lord desires to see from us. I want to start off tonight by saying that we will not be talking about standards this evening. So just sit back in your seat and take it easy. All right. We're not going to be diving into standards tonight. Although standards are an important part of the way we live and what we believe in, one of the doctrines that we preach is the doctrine of separation. But we're not going to be talking about standards tonight because we're, let me say this. I love this church. I do. I love this church. And man, my mind races at night thinking about the precious people in this church. Sister Tammy, my mind races in between jobs during the day, thinking about the precious people in this church. You know, I think about the people that God is bringing in. You know, I think about the brother Paul's, and I just say, Lord, thank you for sending that guy our way. Thank you for bringing him into this body. You know, I think about the sister Gail's who holds up her pastor daily in prayer and loves him and checks on him, sends me text messages saying, I'm praying for you today. I love you. Here's a verse for you today. You know, I love the precious people in this church. And I what a wonderful opportunity it is for me to be your pastor. I want you to know I do not take that lightly tonight. But with the opportunity of being your pastor comes a responsibility to get you to heaven. And I'm not just here to help you feel goosebumps every time you walk through the doors. I'm here to give you godly instruction. And I'm here to give you guidance concerning the Word of God. All right? And I want to start off tonight by saying this. We are attempting to lay the foundation of understanding what holiness is tonight. All right? And while we are not going to talk about standards, at least not tonight, standards are not holiness. Okay? I'm going to say that again. Standards are not holiness. Standards are a result of holiness. Now, just like works, we're not saved by works. So works are not salvation. We're not saved because we work for the Lord or we sing on the platform or we have fingers that do crazy things on the piano like Brother Joe's does, right? We're not saved because we work for the Lord. We work for the Lord because He saved us. Right? We work for the Lord because He changed us. We work for the Lord because He turned our lives around. He picked us up out of the miry clay. He set our feet on the rock to stay. Gave us a new direction. Gave us clarity of mind. He washed away our sins with His red blood. And He gave us a new desire, right? A new attitude. And a new purpose in our life. We serve God. We work for God because He saved us. The same thing applies to sanctification. We're not saved because I got a tie on tonight. We're not saved because Sister Gail got a dress on tonight. Right? We honor God in our dress because He saved us. We bring our first fruits to Him. Because He saved us. Sanctification does not produce salvation. Salvation produces sanctification. All right? And it's the same way with standards tonight. Standards are not holiness. Standards are a result of holiness. Let me say it to you this way. When the inside is right, the outside will follow. When the inside is right, don't dare say that again. I will say it a third time. When the inside is right, the outside will follow. All right? Now, how many know it is possible to have the outside looking right, but the inside be way off. But when you do it the right way, holiness starts on the inside. Holiness is your attitude towards God. Holiness is your desire to please God. Holiness is understanding that you're willing to do whatever it takes to please God. Huh? And that's saying, Lord, I'll never forget, you know, I had a pastor who came to me one time, and he asked me to get rid of something. And immediately, I listened to my pastor because he was a spiritual authority in my life, and I got rid of what he asked me to get rid of. Now, some folks would debate about what it was that my pastor was talking to me about, but the bottom line was my attitude towards God was I will get rid of anything in my life if it means that I get to be used by God for His glory, right? Holiness isn't just saying I want to please God. Holiness is saying I want to please God first, all right? And you need to understand tonight that holiness begins on the inside, but it overflows to the outside. How many of you ever overfilled a coffee cup or a glass of milk? What happens when you overfill that thing? It overflows and it begins to run right down the outside of the cup, right? How many knows He will cause our cup to run over? He will cause our cup to run over. So when the inside is right, the outside will follow. It'll make the outside to be right also. And when the inside is right, you will want people to see Christ in you. So you know what that means? You won't want to run around half-dressed no more. You won't want to bring a reproach on your God no more. You won't want to be immodest anymore. You're going to have a desire when your heart is right with God. You're going to have a desire that people see Christ in you. All right? So it's so essential that you get this attitude down, this attitude right down in your spirit tonight. Amen. And listen, when the outside is not right, it's an indicator that the inside is not right. So when the inside is right, now follow me tonight, when the inside is right, the outside will follow. But when the outside is not right, it's an indicator that the inside is not right. Because we, as the people of God, should want people to see the Lord in us, and we should want to bring honor to our God and to our Savior tonight. Now, it is possible to follow standards and not understand holiness. I have seen people, there are many denominations, there are denominational churches that have strict guidelines. We had some neighbors one time were very religious folks. They weren't in the truth, great people. They followed a strict guideline. When it came to dress. But can I tell you, it is possible to follow guidelines of dress and not have holiness on the inside. It is. All right? It is. And you can see that in many denominational churches. You can follow strict guidelines but misunderstand holiness. Holiness begins on the inside and it flows over to the outside. Now, our God is holy. Turn to your neighbor and say, our God is holy. Our God is a holy God, which means that He is separated from sin and from evil. All right? Whatever's holy is separated from sin and from evil. Now, we are called to emulate His holiness in our lives. How many know that tonight? We're called to emulate the holiness of God in our lives. Now listen, I want you to pay attention to this. The Lord never said, be powerful like me. The Lord never said, have all knowledge like I do. But you know what He did say? He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. It is the only attribute of God that He absolutely commanded to us that we take upon ourselves, is to be holy. Holiness, listen to me today, holiness is living in a way that pleases God. If you're taking notes tonight, write that down. Holiness is living in a way that pleases God, and not just pleasing God, but pleasing God first. Can I tell you, second fiddle is a hard instrument to learn to play, and God is not interested. He's not interested in coming in second in your life. He's interested in being first in your life. He ain't looking to share his glory with another. He's not looking to give his glory to another. He's not looking to allow another to sit in his throne. God wants to be first. God wants to be on the throne in your life. Holiness is living your life in a way that you know pleases God. Now, I'm going to say this, and I hope that it's not misconstrued or misunderstood. That can be somewhat different things to different people. Now, I have never had an addiction to gambling. All right? So, if I'm at someone's house, if I go over to Brother Jason's house and we play Yahtzee, that may not affect me in any way, shape, or form. But Brother Timmy, on the other hand, who used to shoot crabs all the time, right? The Lord might speak into his spirit and say, you stay away from those things because those are triggers that's going to take you right back to where I brought you from. Holiness is having enough gumption and enough understanding in your life to say, Lord, whatever it is you tell me to lay down, I'm going to lay it down, and I want to concentrate on you being the Lord of my life. Now, the Lord may never speak to me in that way because I never had that problem. But some other folks, the Lord may say, you stay away from that because that's going to pull you back into something that I brought you out of. Holiness is living your life in a way that pleases God, learning to hear the voice of God and allowing God to speak into your life. How many know you're not going to be able to live your life always based on what other people do? You gotta be willing to listen to God. You gotta be willing to allow God to speak to you. Me and Brother Jason was having a good conversation on the phone the other day, and he just flat came out and told me, he said, man, I did this the other day, and the Lord got a hold of me, and the Lord whipped me. Didn't he? How many know the Lord will whip you? The Lord will give you direction. The Lord will speak into your spirit. What you might be doing, some people might not even think it's that big of a deal, but if God tells you not to do it, holiness is saying, Lord, I'm going to listen to your voice, and regardless of what everybody else says, I want you to be the Lord of my life. That's what holiness is, an attitude towards God that says, I want to please you first in my life above anybody and everything else. That's what holiness does to us. It changes our attitude towards God. And a doctrine is anything that can keep you from heaven. A doctrine is something that you need to have solid in your life tonight. And holiness, the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see God. That tells me that I need to be caring about what my Bible tells me about holiness. So pleasing God must be at the forefront of our lives. Not just pleasing God, but pleasing God first. Pleasing God above everybody else. Pleasing God above your spouse. Pleasing God more than your friends. Pleasing God more than your own flesh. How many know your flesh can be your greatest obstacle? Your flesh can be your greatest obstacle. And if you ain't careful, you'll give your flesh everything that it wants. But holiness says, I'm going to put God before my own self, my own agenda. Why do you think we teach the spiritual discipline of fasting in this church? I'm about to do a Bible study on fasting, right? Why do we teach that spiritual discipline of fasting? Because fasting teaches our flesh that we are not in control. Fasting teaches our flesh that we need God more than we need the food that we put in our body. We need God, and we need to please God first. Sometimes you may have to choose between pleasing God and pleasing other people. I, as the pastor of this church, I have to choose that all the time. I have to make a choice. Am I going to please people, or am I going to please God? If I would listen to my flesh, I wouldn't be talking about holiness tonight. If I would listen to pleasing people and appeasing people, I wouldn't be speaking about holiness tonight. But I'm not about pleasing people. I'm about pleasing God. I'm about helping some people get to heaven. And without holiness, no man shall see God. Amen. It's plain as the nose is on our face today. We got to please God first, church. Sometimes we're going to have to choose between pleasing people and pleasing God. To be holy is to do what God wants you to do. More than what you want to do. More than what your spouse wants you to do. How many ever had your spouse ask you to do something, but you knew that wasn't what God wanted you to do? Don't raise your hand. Brother Eddie, don't raise your hand. Don't do it. But sometimes, you know, our spouses not meaning to. Now, I've been blessed with the best spouse in the world. The Lord blessed me with the best. And many times she helps the Lord keep me in line. She does. She helps the Lord keep me in line. But there's been times in my life where I knew I got a directive from the Lord and I had to go against what she thought. Holiness says, I want to please God more than I do my own spouse. Holiness says, if my spouse won't go to church, I'm going to go without him. Holiness says, if my spouse won't pray with me beside my bed, I'm going to get down on my knees anyway. Holiness says, if my spouse don't want me to pay my tithes to the Lord, I'm going to give up my substance to the Lord anyways. Holiness says, I'm going to put God first in my life. That's what holiness says. And there's going to come times in your life you're going to have to choose between what God wants you to do and what somebody else wants you to do. Holiness is not just attempting to please God. Holiness is pleasing God first in our lives. Amen. Presenting your body. Amen. A living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God. This is our reasonable service. I mean, no, God is not asking us to do something that is unreasonable. He's asking us to live our lives in a way that will bring Him glory. Now, that can go a whole lot of different directions. But I need you to understand something tonight. We are not legalists. We're not here tonight to impose rules and regulations. We're here tonight to lay the foundation of what holiness is, to establish the principle of holiness. And holiness says if it dishonors God, it's unholy. But if it honors God, it's holy. Right? If it adds to my walk with God, it's holy. If it takes away from my walk with God, it's unholy. Okay? Holiness is a principle thing. It's not a set of rules. It's not a set of regulations. Now, obviously, if you come to me tonight and you say, hey, I've been called to preach, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about some stuff. All right? But the bottom line is, when we have principles in our lives that honor God, we will be able to discern what is holy and what is unholy. All right? So we got to live our lives in a way that brings God honor. Let me tell you something. If it pleases God, it doesn't matter who it displeases. I have to make decisions sometimes here that displease people. But let me tell you something, if it honors God and if it pleases God, I'm happy with where I end up with people. Because sometimes it's more important to please God than it is to please people. All right, and if it pleases God, it doesn't matter who it displeases. T.F. Tenney used to say, if it displeases God, it doesn't matter who it pleases. That goes both ways, right? So if it pleases God, it don't matter who gets upset at you. Huh? I've had friends that we used to go places before I started living for God, and they'd ask me to go to those places. Man, I ain't going over there. Man, it made them not happy. Come on, man. It ain't going to hurt you. I've had people make snarky remarks, but listen to me. I don't care what they say. What I care about is pleasing my God tonight. That's what I care about. If it pleases God, I don't care who it displeases. But listen, no matter who it pleases, if it displeases God, it don't matter who it pleases. It's still unholy. We're living in the most immoral society that we have ever seen, church. We are living in the most immoral society that we have ever seen. Can I tell you that we need holiness to be a moral compass for us today? If you ain't careful, you'll get sucked right into these agendas of our times. And your moral compass will be telling you west is east and south is north. You'll be so confused, you won't know up from down, you won't know in from out. I'm telling you, we need holiness unto the Lord to be a moral compass in these last days. Holiness is having a moral compass. We're living in immoral times. We're promoting lifestyles that are contrary to the Word of God. Men are trying to act like women. Women are trying to act like men. These things ought not be. Huh? A man needs to be a man. He needs to act like a man. A woman needs to be a woman, and she needs to act like a woman. We're going to be holy unto the Lord. We got to put God first, and God does not want men to be effeminate. God does not want men to act like women. They need to act like a man. And women need to act like a woman. And not like a man. These things ought not to be. We are promoting lifestyles. Our children are so confused that they're using the restroom in litter boxes. And we're promoting this stuff. We are living in the most immoral society man has ever seen. And if we're not careful, and if we forsake holiness, confusion is going to set in on us. And confusion is not of God. Confusion is not of God. God doesn't want us to be confused today. God wants us to have a sound mind today. God wants us to be strong in our directives today. God wants us to have absolutes in our life today. And God wants us to stand for what is right and despise what is wrong. We got to have a moral compass in our life. We're living in confusing times. And if we're going to be holy, we got to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh. How many know your flesh will get you in a mess? Man, your flesh will get you in a mess. You got to cleanse yourself from that. You got to stand up to yourself. Man, we talked about standing up to other people. You got to learn to stand up to yourself. Because if you don't ever learn to stand up to yourself, you sure enough ain't going to stand up to nobody else. We got to learn to stand up to ourselves. We got to cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh. The Bible says, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. The fear of God is a lost art today. Fearing God, reverencing God, having a reverent fear of God today. I remember a time when people was afraid to fail God. I remember a time people were, let me tell you something, if you was living in the times when the Lord was opening up the earth and people like Korah was falling down in the gaps in the earth, you'd be afraid of God today. I remember a time people used to fear God. But today people laugh and scorn and mock. I'm telling you, we're living in an immoral society today. We don't have time to allow confusion to sneak into the church. We got to perfect holiness in the fear of God today. If it's holy, church, it's going to add to your walk with God. If it's unholy, it's going to tear you down. It's going to take away from your walk with God. 2 Peter 1, 4 through 8 says we are to be partakers of the Lord's divine nature. You know what that means? He wants to impart his nature in you. That's what the Holy Ghost does. That's why we need to be filled with the Spirit of the living God, because that's when the impartation of God's nature comes into our life. That's what causes you to say, man, I feel so bad for doing that. That's what causes you to say, man, I should not have done it. And that is the Lord correcting you. How many know He chastens those whom He loves? And we need the Spirit of God to be our guide today. We need to be partakers of His divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through our own lusts. And it says, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to your virtue knowledge. Add to your knowledge temperance. Add to your temperance patience. Add to your patience godliness. And to godliness brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you, or if you be holy, and these things abound in you, then they will make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful. Holiness will cause the fruit of the Spirit to be in your life. Holiness will cause there to be fruit on the tree. Holiness will take your barrenness away. Huh? Separating yourself unto God, saying, Lord, I'm going to put you first in my life. I'm going to love you more than life itself. I'm going to love you more than anything in my life will take away your barrenness. You know why? Because you'll never be alone. When you got the Lord with you, you'll never be alone. But let me tell you something, without the Lord, you can have all kinds of people around you and still be alone. You can have the best spouse in the world and still be alone. But when you got the Holy Ghost, when you got the Lord abiding with you, His presence with you, you will never be barren again. Hallelujah. He'll take away your barrenness. He'll take away your unfruitfulness and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Church, listen, holiness is having a close enough relationship with God and a strong enough desire to please God, you can set your own boundaries. What's the Bible say? He that judgeth himself hath no need to be judged of another. When you're living holy unto God, you don't have to worry about boundaries. You got your own boundaries set. I want to please God for myself. I want to put God first in my life. Holiness is living close enough to the Lord that you can set your own boundaries. There are three types of standards that the Bible speaks about. There are plain biblical standards that are given to us directly in text. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Right? Don't lie. Don't do all these things. Don't murder people. All these things. The Bible gives us very specific standards to live our lives by. And then there are pastoral standards. Moses was the first pastor of Israel. And when they wouldn't go up into the holy mount to hear from God, they said, you go up for us, Moses, because we're afraid when the mountain shakes. We're afraid when the fire comes down from heaven. So we want you to go up into the holy mountain, you to hear from God. So when Moses went up and he heard from God, when he came back down the mountain, the Lord said, since they won't hear me, they're going to hear you. You're going to draw a line in the sand and you're going to say the mountain stops here and the mountain starts here and do not go past this line or you're going to die. He was the first pastor of the Lord's people. And the Lord gave him a directive to draw pastoral lines. So when we come into this church, I tell our guys, if you're going to be preaching from the platform, I want you to have a tie on. That is not biblical. That is a pastoral standard. Nobody's going to go to hell because you don't have a tie on. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is this is a sacred place. And we are trying to preserve the dignity of this place. And when you stand behind this desk, I want you to bring your best unto the Lord. So I ask our guys to put a tie on. There's nothing biblical about that. That's not saying anybody's going to go to hell because they don't have a tie on. That is just placing a pastoral standard. I want you guys, when you come up before this church, I want them to see you as an example and a standard or a banner that we're holding God up in this place. There's nothing heaven or hell about that. It's not a doctrine. There's nothing says you're going to go to hell if you don't have a tie on. But Brother Eric knows when he comes up here, he needs to have a tie on. Because that's what I've asked of him to do. That is a pastoral standard. Then the last standard is your own personal standards. And let me tell you something. If your own personal standards are higher than the standards that the Bible gives us plainly, and higher than the pastoral standards that I set in this place, you won't never have to worry about me telling you to put a tie on. You're already going to know when I come up and I stand behind this sacred desk, I'm going to put a tie on because that's what honors God. And that's what my pastor has asked me to do. So our own personal standards should be higher than the standards that the Bible even gives us and that our pastor gives us. And if that's the case, we won't have to worry about being judged of another. Church, holiness is having a strong enough relationship with God that you can draw your own boundaries. You can listen to the voice of God for yourself and say, Lord, I feel you giving me an unction. I feel that you don't want me to do that anymore. I feel that you want me to go here. I feel you want me to do this. And you begin to listen to the voice of God. That's what holiness is, hearing the voice of God. Listen, church, holiness is creating a line of separation between you and the world. How many know God has always desired for his church to be different than the world? When the children of Israel came out of Egypt, the Lord gave Moses specific instructions for the garments of the high priest. You know why he done that? He wanted his man to be so in contrast with the pagan worship that was in Egypt. He said, this is exactly what I want you to do. Why? Because God has always desired that his people act and look differently than the world does. Holiness is creating a line of separation between you and the world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We got to live differently than this world does. 1 John 2:15-16 says, I love this verse of scripture. Brother Bond used to preach this with such passion. He used to say, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's not of the Father, but it's of the world. Church, all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life will cost you your life in Christ. It will cost you your life in Christ. Holiness is separation from anything that is unclean. Holiness is refusing to touch the unclean. Come out from amongst them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Listen to me. If the Lord delivered you from drugs, he ain't going to call you to go into the drug house and to do that thing. No, he's going to cause you to come out from amongst them and be that. You can still witness to people. You can still love people. You can still give people direction, but he's going to tell you don't. God ain't going to have you smoke a joint with somebody so you can witness to them. God ain't going to have you drink a beer with somebody so you can witness to them. No, he said, come out from amongst them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean. Holiness is refusing to touch the unclean. Come out from amongst them. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Come out from amongst them. Be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Can I tell you tonight that the easiest way to break a sinful habit is to not do it in the first place. Boy, that's a golden nugget right there. You ain't never going to hear anything. You're never going to hear such great wisdom anywhere else. The easiest way for you to break a bad habit is don't develop that habit in the first place. Because it's a whole lot easier for you to say no in the beginning than to allow that habit to form and then turn around and say, oh, my Lord, I can't stop doing this. I have any previous cigarette smokers in here, they'll tell you, I wish I would have never picked one of those things up in my life because that nicotine will get a hold of you. And it's hard to break that habit. Refusing to touch it is a whole lot easier than breaking the habit of it. Do what the Lord said. Come out from amongst them. Touch not the unclean thing. That's holiness unto the Lord. Holiness is refusing to be a servant unto anything other than God. Can I tell you, we fall servants unto a lot of stuff. I'll tell you, I tell the group all the time, I'm a workaholic, and I got it from my dad. That's my fix. When I'm troubled, when I'm stressed out, when I'm bothered, I have to be careful because I'll stay at work and work and work and work and work. Can I tell you, too much of anything is a bad thing? And it doesn't matter what it is. Look, falling a servant to anything other than God is unholy. We can't serve anything other than God today. Romans 6 and 13, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield ye yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members, your body, as instruments of righteousness unto God. Whatever you yield yourself to, you become a servant to. Whatever you yield yourself to, you become a servant to. Yield yourself unto God. Yield yourself unto God today. Holiness is yielding unto the Lord. Listen, the person that's most vulnerable is the one that's hanging around the church and not being the church. Can I tell you? In the church, you can be more vulnerable than you were in the world. It's a dangerous thing to fall into the hands of a just God. How many know that it's wrong to know right and do it not? It's a vulnerable place to be in the church but not do what God has told you to do. The most vulnerable person in the world is the one that is in the church but will not listen to what God says. Because you know why? The enemy's sitting back and he's looking at you and he said, yeah, I can have that one right there because they ain't willing to listen to nothing that their pastor says and they ain't willing to listen to nothing that God says. I can take them right out of the flock. And that's exactly what he will do. The most vulnerable person in the house is the one that goes to church but refuses to be the church. James 4 and 7, submit yourselves to God. I want you to notice we love the second part of this verse. How many have ever told somebody, resist that devil? Huh? Come on, you know somebody's struggling with something, they're going through something, somebody's giving them trouble, and the first thing out of your mouth is, oh, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. But we leave out the first part of that verse. You know what the first part of that verse is? Submit yourself to God. Can I tell you? From that, I can decipher that it is impossible for us to resist the devil unless we first submit ourselves to God. Submit yourselves to God. Submission is holy. Submission is holy. Submission isn't always easy. But can I tell you, being holy unto the Lord ain't always easy. It's not always easy. But we will never learn to resist the devil if we aren't concentrated on pleasing God. Holiness is pleasing God first in your life. I told someone the other day, I said, listen, when people get you sucked into irrelevant battles, all they're doing is taking you away from your purpose that God has placed in your life. Can I tell you, you need to pick your battles wisely. You don't need to be arguing with somebody in Georgia on Facebook because they said Donald Trump ain't a good president. You don't need to be arguing with somebody in Florida because they said that Kamala Harris should have won the election. Pick your battles wisely. Understand that not everything has to be a battle. You got to concentrate. You got to live your life in a way that pleases God. Submit yourself to God. Concentrate on living your life holy, focusing on the Lord. And when you do that, when the enemy comes up trying to attack you from the side, you'll be like, get away from me, devil. I'm concentrating on what God has called me to do. Submit yourself to God. He will give you the power to resist the devil, and he'll have to flee from you, man. There ain't nothing like watching them running backs on the television. Man, them guys are running down through there. I love to see a good straight arm. How many likes a good straight arm? Man, they're running towards that end zone. Guy comes up beside them, and they just push him right off. Just like that. That's what we do to the devil when we submit ourselves to God. When we're focusing on that end zone, when we're focusing on where God is taking us, all of a sudden we got that ball tucked in, we got that arm stiffed out, and the enemy comes, we're just brushing him off. And we're just going right to where God is taking us to. Why? Because if we submit ourselves to God, then we can resist the devil. But let me tell you something. When you're not submitted to God, when you're not focusing on the plan of God in your life, what are you going to do? You're going to get caught up in irrelevant battles. Things that don't even matter. Things that ain't going to change anything. So what if you win that battle? You still won't be a hero. It ain't going to matter anyway. It's an irrelevant battle. Nobody's ever going to talk about you winning an argument on Facebook. Nobody's ever going to talk about it. Submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Stand with me as the musicians come quickly. I'm hoping to lay a foundation of holiness tonight. Holiness is an attitude. Holiness is your attitude towards God. Do you want to please God enough that you're willing to change anything in your life? Do you want to please God enough that you're willing to lay aside anything in your life? Or you expect God to play second fiddle? I want to tell you tonight, he's not interested in second fiddle. Holiness is one of the most misunderstood doctrines in the Bible. The truth is, the moment you pull out of this parking lot tonight, you will be abiding by the laws and the guidelines of this town. People say, oh, I ain't going to have nobody tell me what to do. You have people tell you what to do every single day of your life. You're going to leave this parking lot. You're going to pull out on this street, and there's going to be a speed limit on that road right there. And guess what? If you run 90 where that's 30, you got a good chance you're going to get yourself in a lot of trouble. Find out real quick if you don't need to obey the laws of the land. And we are not legalists. I'm not talking about rules and regulations. I'm talking about our attitude towards God tonight. I'm talking about the way we view God tonight. Do we view him as the most important thing in our life? If you do, you won't put stuff before church. If you do, you won't put stuff before your prayer. You won't put stuff before the Bible. Look, I'm not here to preach on televisions tonight. But one of the things that the Lord deals with me, Brother Mike, about is when I spend too much time in front of that television. Now, the Lord might not whip you like that, but if I'm spending more time watching that television than I am in my Bible, the Lord begins to deal with me. Holiness is saying, Lord, I'll listen to your voice. Lord, I'll obey your command. Lord, I'll let you lead me and guide me into truth and righteousness, because you know what's best for me better than I do. Holiness is saying, Lord, you're first in my life. That's what holiness is. You're first in my life. If you drive down the wrong side of the street, you could get yourself killed tonight. I'm not going to obey the laws. I'm not going to live by guidelines. You run that stop sign and watch and see what happens. Them blue lights are going to hit you. Hit them with the blue lights. And blue lights are going to get you. You're going to find yourself getting a $150 ticket. Well, that's what they used to be. I don't even know what they are now. I haven't had one in a long time. Guidelines are there to protect you. When this town board meets over here, they don't put those speed limits out there to hurt you. They put them out there to protect you. They don't want people running 100 miles an hour up and down this road because there's a daycare across the street and little kids are playing out there. They're there to protect you. When you put up a fence in your garden, those guidelines, that fence is there, it's not to keep the vegetables in, it's to keep the predators out. It's to keep the rabbits from eating your cucumbers and your tomatoes. Guidelines, guardrails are there to protect you. Standards are there to hold up a banner unto the Lord. These are guidelines. In every area of your life, you have guidelines. Every area of your life, your boss tells you, you got a half hour lunch, and guess what? Come back 15 minutes late and watch and see if you don't get rolled up. You go by those guidelines. The Word of God is our roadmap. The Word of God is our guidelines tonight. Church, there are over 2,000 commandments in this holy book. Over 2,000 commandments in this holy book. And nobody's going to tell me what to do. You just keep on living your life like that. I'm not going to do what God tells me to do. You just keep on living your life like that. And I promise you, there's going to come a day you're going to regret those decisions. 2,000 commandments in this holy book. And ask yourself this question. I want every individual in this room, as we get ready to come to a close tonight, to ask yourself this question. Why would a man or a woman who genuinely loves God have a problem with pleasing Him? If I love my wife, I want her to be pleased in me. Why would a man or a woman who genuinely loves God have a problem with pleasing Him? Ask yourself that question tonight. Jesus said in John 14 and 15, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Hebrews 12 and 4 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which, holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Listen. Any verse in the Bible that says, if you don't do this, you're not going to see God, has my attention. Any verse that says, I'm not going to be able to see my God if I don't do it, it has my attention, Brother Josh. I want to know what's going to keep me from my God. And the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Ooh, my God. I think we should take that serious tonight. Come on, I didn't come to tickle your ears. I come to change your attitude towards God. Sunday, we had a dynamic service in this place. You know why? It's not because we mimicked what some other church did. It's not because we did all the motions right. It's because we put God first. It's because we believe in holiness unto the Lord. It's because of the way we live our lives every single day of the week. And when we walk through these doors on Sunday, the Lord meets us here. Holiness is a way of life. It's who you are today. It's your attitude towards God. It's your attitude towards God. I want to please you, Lord, more than anything in my life. More than anything in my life. Anything that tells me in my Bible that if I don't do it, it's going to separate me from my God, I want to take it serious. That is why we believe in holiness. That is why we believe in separation from the world. That is why we teach the doctrine of separation. That's why we believe that holiness starts on the inside, changes our attitude towards God, and then it begins to flow over to the outside, and it begins to change our outer man just like it did our inner man. Because holiness, it's not just on the inside, and holiness is not just on the outside. Holiness is all over you. Holiness is who you are today. That's why we believe in inward and outward holiness. Because if the Bible tells me without it I'm not going to see God, I want to take note in my spirit. I want to see my God. I want to stand before Him on Judgment Day and hear Him say, enter in my child. Enter in my good and faithful servant. You have given me everything you had. Without holiness, no man shall see God. Church, I want to please Him today. Do you want to please Him? If you want to please Him today, close your eyes right now all over this house and lift those hands towards heaven as we sing this.